Ralphie Radio Show. So maybe you heard about Willow Palin offering up some gay slurs on Facebook to some of her friends that were criticizing her mom's new reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, I believe it's called. As you can tell, I really haven't watched it too much. Well, now, not only is Willow getting in on the slurs, but her boyfriend is too. Yep, Sarah Palin's daughter's boyfriend now as well, hurling out some very nasty words on Facebook. That's what Life and Style Weekly is reporting. One of the scene queens, Juliet Eason, joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Juliet, what is wrong with these kids?
I know. Bristol Palin was just the tip of the iceberg, we're finding out.
Yeah, right?
There's definite drama with every member of the Palin family. So, yes, in the new issue of Life and Style, we did a lot of reporting into the Palin family, particularly Willow, who definitely has a wild streak of her own.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend is this teenager named Andy Allman, and he's a racist.
Awesome.
to put it simply. And he basically used a racial slur against a Middle Eastern person that they know from school. His name is Imran Chowdhury. Totally.
What is going on in Sarah Palin's household? Like, that's what I wonder. Like, all this stuff happens, and it's like, is she, like, parenting these kids at all? Is she, like, having these talks with them? Apparently not. She's not commenting on this either, right?
No, she's not. And, I mean, think about how often she's away from home.
Right.
And it's not necessarily, obviously now it's not political things, but it's promoting her show or trying to get on Fox News. And the kids are all the way up there in Alaska. And I think they're sort of raising themselves and getting into a lot of trouble because of it.
If nothing else, at least she'd have the Facebook talk with them about setting your privacy levels so that other people can see. I mean, like, I'm a lowly radio DJ, and I even know that I gotta watch what I put on Facebook.
All the kids are in the public eye now. They have been since she ran for vice president, and it just seems sort of like PR 101. Make your profiles private, or don't be on Facebook at all.
Yeah, that's another good point indeed. Read more about it in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. One of the scene queens, Juliet Eason, making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Juliet, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks, you too.